Las Vegas may have one of the highest foreclosure rates in the country, but next door here in California, six cities are among the top 10 of the highest rates, and the other three are in Florida. That's according to the latest monthly report by RealtyTrack, a company that monitors foreclosures.
For all we know, the housing market might be worse were it not for the Federal Housing Administration. That agency was created during the Great Depression. Now it's back in fashion. It is insuring nearly one-third of the nation's home loans. FHA loans haven't had that kind of market share in a generation. It's a sign of just how dramatically the mortgage market has shifted, as NPR's Tamara Keith reports.
In 2005 and 2006, just about anybody could get a loan. But there were a lot of mortgage options back then. Subprime loans for people with low credit scores, stated income loans, and piggyback mortgages that essentially meant buyers didn't have to make a down payment.
Oh, no, the piggybacks are long gone. Yeah.
Steve Hopps is Senior Vice President of Production at Guild Mortgage in San Diego. These days, there are essentially two types of loans left. Plain old vanilla loans that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac will buy. These are loans for people with excellent credit scores and at least 10% for a down payment. And loans backed by the Federal Housing Administration. FHA loans were totally unpopular during the boom years, but now Hopp says they're dominating his business.
Our company is roughly 60% FHA. And there's some branches that we have that are as much as 80% FHA.
The way it works is mortgage banks like Guild or Wells Fargo or Bank of America originate the loans, and the FHA insures them. There's a fee up front, and the buyers also have to pay a monthly premium. But borrowers don't have to have a good credit score, and they can put down as little as 3%. Hopps says his Guild Mortgage has been using FHA loans to get a lot of people with solid incomes into great homes.
The teachers and the policemen and the firemen all have good, solid jobs, and we're doing loans for them. As a matter of fact, our company is enjoying some of the best production we've had in many years.
For Washington, D.C. resident Howard Johnson, the appeal of an FHA loan was the low down payment. He's about to close on a one-bedroom condo, but he says pulling together enough money for the kind of down payment required for a conventional mortgage was too much of a stretch.
I really do appreciate FHA loan because really when you have to look at the numbers, I really wouldn't have been able to afford to buy a home without it.
Johnson's mortgage broker only recently got certified to do FHA loans. Craig Strent is vice president of Apex Home Loans in Bethesda, Maryland.
FHA loan is an option that every loan officer, it's really a tool that every loan officer needs to have at their disposal. I mean, the reason we went out and got licensed because we saw that the liquidity and the other stuff was going away and that FHA was going to be one of the only games left in town.
And because of that, FHA-backed loans have seen quite a rise in market share. Guy Sakala, publisher of Inside Mortgage Finance, says last year FHA-backed loans were only 3% of the mortgage market. Now he estimates they're up to 30%.
Highest level we've seen certainly in a generation.
Sakala says the FHA loan program is helping to prop up the U.S. housing market. But he says there are also risks. If the recession drags on, the housing market fails to recover, and job losses mount, he says taxpayers could be on the hook for billions of dollars in losses.
It's hard to think, though, that an FHA program, which is experiencing such huge growth and is picking up the slack from a decimated subprime market, is not going to see increased losses down the road. We just don't know what the price tag is going to be.
Some people are even calling FHA loans the new subprime because they have the most lax lending guidelines available now.
It's terrible. I don't know why people would say that. It's so untrue.
Meg Burns is the director of single family program development with FHA.
We validate that they have the employment. We require that the income be sufficient to cover the cost of the mortgage. These are two key features that we're missing in the subprime market. So we are certainly nowhere close to what was happening in subprime.
That said, FHA is anticipating more of the loans it insures will fall into foreclosure in the coming months. That's why it's shifting $12 billion into a loss reserve fund. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.